This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 220, How to Perfectly Present Speaking Part 2 Places.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out how to answer the question when you're asked to describe a place on Speaking Part 2. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay. Hey, what? You're laughing already? What's up?
I'm laughing. I know, because I greet you in the same way every time. That's why I was laughing.
You know what? You know what's funny? I've been thinking about this idea lately, how sometimes we annoy ourselves with like our repetition. Like, for example, so lately I've just, you know, there's been some, just a lot of difficulties for me to deal with. And when I'm talking about these difficulties with friends and family, I feel like every single thing I say, I end it by saying, but it's fine. Like, it doesn't matter what I'm saying or how horrible it is. I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. The world is going to end, but it's fine. And I'm like annoying myself because I say the word fine just like 1,000 times a day.
Do you think that your friends and family get annoyed with that, or is that just you that notices
that? Well, that's the question, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, like, I don't even notice that you say that you greet me in the same way every time. Like, that doesn't like come up in my mind at all. But when you recognize it to the other person, then they do start noticing.
Yeah, you know? That's right. It's so interesting, like, what we notice versus what other people notice. Yeah. It can be so different. And we have a tendency to assume that other people are looking at the world in the same way.
Exactly. Yeah. There's two parts to that I've actually also been thinking about these ideas lately, how, you know, like, you think other people are judging you like you judge yourself. Like, if you look in the mirror if I look in the mirror and I notice, like, two little zits on my chin or something, and I'm just convinced that everybody is staring at those all day when most people don't notice them. But then it's this other idea of turning your perspective outward. Like, I judge the world in a certain way and have expectations, and I think other people are the same, but they're not.
Yeah, and that can lead to all kinds of things when it comes to, like, working and with your friends and their lives and people being on time and maybe not being on time, for example.
Exactly.
That's a good example.
That's a great example.
I think we just need to be aware of the way we see things and just know it's not the same for everyone.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. And we could turn this idea of the first part, the looking inward, for our IELTS students and really looking at your abilities and being self-aware. What are you strong at? That's important. We need to be positive. But also, what do you need help with? You have to admit sometimes that you can't teach yourself how to write a task one essay. You can't teach yourself what the examiner wants from you in terms of pronunciation. when we seek out a course like ours, right? The three key success system, because we tell you guys exactly what you need to do to turn your weaknesses into your strengths.
Yeah. I think we have to be careful of our tendency to want to focus on what we do well, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think we had a question or something from a student way back who was really good at speaking and not so good at writing. So she spent all her time preparing with speaking, you know, working on speaking and ignoring the writing, which, you know, it is an average, your score. So, you know, but in the end, we can't ignore any of the four areas on the IELTS exam.
Exactly.
You know, we have to address that writing test.
Exactly. You can't practice what's easy. And that's what a lot of students are doing, right? And I don't blame them, right? It's, you know, you want to feel confident and you want to feel good and you don't want to work too hard all the time. I get it. For an IELTS exam where it is four very different sections, right? And their scores do not impact each other, you know, like, great, you're good at speaking. Awesome. You're going to get the score you need, but how's your reading skill? You know, like, you really have to look at that. And a lot of people, a lot of students from other countries don't come from a culture of reading, and they think they don't like to read. When really they've never like given it a chance, because it's this whole strange thing they don't understand. They think they won't like. So guys, you got to challenge yourself, right?
Totally. And just don't lie to yourself. Like if you know that, for example, writing is your weakest skill and you're just ignoring writing, you know, in your preparation, then, you know, just shine the light on that and take a look at it and go into it, because that's the way we start to like something as we get better at it. We have to dig in.
Right.
We have to dig in.
That sense of achievement and satisfaction, it's much bigger if it's something that was difficult than something that was easy, right? If you worked hard for something, your sense of achievement is going to be much greater than if you chose an easy path. So just remember, guys, I mean, your time is, you're controlling your time, right? Mm-hmm. You control where you spend it. If you're just looking at random resources about stuff you already know, that's a waste of time. If you want to really challenge yourself and reach the scores you need, then get into our course, because we have the exact level of the IELTS exam and help you reach it.
Yeah. And that's why in our course, the writing module is the biggest, the deepest, and the most it's deep. It's big. It's meaty. I think is the word that we've used to describe it, because it needs to be, because we see over and over and over that you guys are getting fives, 5.5s in writing. And we're here to help you guys with that.
Exactly. I tell you everything you need for every IELTS question ever, from the beginning of time to the end of time. You will be able to answer it very well with a high scoring essay if you take our course.
Okay. I like that.
But today we're talking about speaking.
Yes.
So also in our course, guys, we have these power hours. It's this online class where you can meet with me and other students from around the world and get real-time live feedback on your speaking and writing. And lately in our power hours, I've been talking about the strategy Lindsay and I came up with on this podcast about describing people, where if you guys didn't listen, look it up, describing people. The strategy is first describe what they look like, then describe their personality, then tell a story about that person. So perfect strategy for part two. But it got me thinking, like, as I'm going through this and practicing this with students in the course, really helping them to feel comfortable with this strategy, I thought, let's come up with some strategies for other part two questions. So today we're going to talk about a strategy for describing places, another very common speaking part two question.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And it's interesting because, you know, it's, again, I think this goes back to the importance of having a template, right, Jessica? We've talked about this in our last episode, always, you know, going into everything with a template. And of course, that's another thing that we give you guys in our course. But today we'll just give you a hint of one piece of one potential template that you could use. Yeah.
So we thought that we are going to follow the same theme, the same idea of describing people by answering the question very directly and then telling a story. Like, those are the two basic steps that we're going to follow probably for all of these strategies. So first, say how you got there and why you were there. How you got there, why you went there, we could say. And then describe what it looks like. And again, this should be organized, right? I talk about this in the course. This should be organized. So, for example, if you're describing a place, organize it from the front door to the back door, right? Like, what do you see when you walk in? Pretend you keep walking forward. What do you see then? So it's organized, like spatially organized. And then tell a story about what you did there. So very easy sort of three-step strategy.
Guys, on this podcast, we only give you a small fraction of what's available in our course. There's much more to learn, and there are many practice exercises that you can go through in the Three Keys IELTS Success System to make sure you get your 7 or higher. It's guaranteed. We guarantee a score increase on any of the four sections of your exam. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to enroll today. Awesome. And as long as we stick to the template, we'll be okay. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Of course. Our templates are gold, are guaranteed gold.
Okay. Pure gold.
I'm going to bring up my timer here. Lindsay and I, we're each going to do an example. So Lindsay is going to describe a place she went to near water. Okay. Lindsay, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it. All right. Let's go for it.
Go ahead and begin.
Okay. So the place I'd like to describe is my parents' place on the South Shore. The summer, the place I go every summer. Actually, I go there often. I go every weekend during the summers. So this evokes a lot of positive emotions in me when I think about it and lots of great memories. But the way that I usually get there is sometimes I jump on a ferry and I take my bike on the ferry and then I drive on a very busy road to get to the actual house. And sometimes I almost get run over, but it's fine because in the end, I usually arrive intact. And when I'm there, it is just breathtaking. It's gorgeous. This place is a very non-pretentious place, but it is, you know, right on the ocean and there are places on the harbor. So as I approach the house, I'm driving biking on a thin piece of land to get out to the house. And then I reach the house and I park my bike on the deck and I walk in and I walk through the kitchen. And then the first thing I see is the ocean. I see the harbor right in front of the house. There are large glass windows. And then I see a deck. And I just feel amazing because I'm there and it's the weekend and I feel good and I can relax. I'm out of the city. And so one particularly amazing memory for me was my 34th birthday that I was able to spend at this beach house, at my beach house in Scituate, Massachusetts. And originally the plan was to go camping with some friends, but it was looking like it was going to rain. So we had a good backup plan. I had my friends come out to the beach house and we just had a wonderful day, just drinking beers out on the deck and grilling food. And we sat outside on the deck at the picnic table and told stories until, you know, well past midnight, until we were just exhausted, just drinking wine and having great time.
That's 2 minutes. Okay. That was good. cool. That sounds like so much fun. So a couple things that I noticed about Lindsay's answers that you guys could learn from. She said evokes positive emotions. And I love this idea of, first of all, evoke is a total awesome word, very high level, but also like a place making you feel something, right? Like describing something that's personal to you. So I like that. Evokes positive emotions. I mean, it makes her feel good, right? To think about it. And then we've talked about trying to use humor. She told the joke, like, sometimes you almost get run over, like in your journey there. Like, that's funny. And when you laugh, again, you relax and the examiner relaxes. Sure. And how the time ended up working out, I thought was interesting. So how and why you go there, that was over half of your answer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right? Mm. Which is interesting. And then actually describing what it looks like it was like 20 seconds. And then you went into the story. So, I like that because I think the importance of this place is bigger for you than what it actually looks like. Like the meaning of this place is bigger for you than just describing, oh, there's a window and a table.
Right. So, right. No, that makes sense.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I like that. And if we are spending more time talking about the things that matter to us in the answer, that's where the nice tone will come in our voice and the variety will come.
Exactly.
That will increase our pronunciation scores.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like that.
Okay. So I'm just going to time myself because I already have my timer, Lindsay.
Oh,
so don't worry.
Okay. Cool.
So my topic is describe a place I went to that was noisy. Okay. So I'm going to start now. This question is actually really easy for me because just this morning I went to one of the noisiest places in the world. A daycare. So I went there, of course, because I have a son who is not yet kindergarten age, but one still must work. So parents take their kids to daycare. And James goes 3 days a week. So I take him there 3 mornings a week. And this morning when we arrived, so we go by car, and I always take our dog with us, Ozzy, because I feel bad leaving him at home by himself. I have great like dog owner guilt if he's like inside too much. So I pile the kid and the dog into the back of my VW bug, try and put James' seatbelt on while Ozzy's just licking my hair for like 5 minutes. And it's a hectic morning, but it's super fun. I love it. So, we arrive in one piece, more or less, and then get Ozzy to stay in the car. We run in with James. And as soon as you open the door, all you hear is just kids shouting, just yelling over each other. And I'm looking at these teachers and they still have smiles on their faces. And I'm like, how are you okay? This is so loud. And you don't only hear kids yelling and their voices, but you also just, the toys are noisy, just the banging and the blocks just being knocked over. So, that's, you know, that also mirrors what you see then. You see these kids running around crazy the moment you walk in. And of course, it's a very colorful classroom because it's a daycare. There's big letters and big numbers all over the place to practice their skills. So it's a very bright place, but just way too noisy for me to spend much time in. Okay, that's 2 minutes. So I didn't even complete, well, I guess the story I told. You can hear Ozzy shaking. Sorry. The story I told was the story of us getting in the car. Mm-hmm. I think that would be.
Yeah, I like that that story, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's very vivid. Visceral.
You vivid can, like, and visceral. Yeah. I liked how you used the vocabulary of Ozzy licking your hair. That was really funny. I thought that I can imagine how hectic that must have been. And you also used the word hectic.
It's hilarious. Yeah, that's a great word, guys. So, a lot of you guys have hectic experiences every day. You guys are busy. There's lots to do, just like us. So you can definitely use this word on the speaking exam if you just feel just crazy busy. And it doesn't have to be bad. Like my hectic experiences with my son and my dog, it's not bad. I love it. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
And I like the expression you used, to arrive in one piece. That was good. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some good stuff, guys. So I generally follow the strategy, right? Tried to fit everything in there. The how and why I got there was definitely the longest, but it was the most interesting part, I think. And then, of course, directly answer the question, how was it noisy? Right? That has to be in there. And a little bit about what it looks like. And then a small story about us actually trying to get to the place. So yeah, there you go. All of the elements are present.
You got it. Careful to make sure we do directly answer the question. Sometimes when there's a question within the topic, right? When it's, cause mine was easier. It's just a place near water, right? It's pretty straightforward, but why was it noisy was the question, right? So it might be easy to forget to answer that question. So we just want to make sure we remember that and think about that on the speaking test.
And remember that these strategies we're talking about are flexible, you guys. They're not like strict rules. I mean, in my answer, I didn't organize it in a way that how we told you the strategy was organized at first. Like my story came first, not last, right? Okay. So it is flexible, you guys, and it does have to fit the question. So the part about it being noisy, like in our strategy, we didn't describe what you heard there, but you have to include that in your answer. Yeah. So it's not, you know, the be all end all of organizing your answer. It's just a guide.
It's just a guide. Right. Exactly. We can't do this in a robotic fashion and kind of just try to plug it in and make it work. No, we have to use our brains a bit here.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, it's similar to the strategies in our course for how you answer essay questions and how you organize speaking answers. They are flexible and you are meant to take these and use them by yourself. I give you the simple templates and then you practice it a lot in the course and make it your own. So that's an important thing to remember.
Awesome. I love it. So if you guys want to get into the course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And we are out for today.
Yeah. Good one. Good episode, Lindsay. Good job.
All right, Jessica. I'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.